After much criticism for failing to take action in Puerto Rico, the Trump administration has finally waived the Jones Act for 10 days. Part of that act limits the number of ships that can be sent to the island. 8 days after the storm ravaged Puerto Rico, citizens are still desperate for emergency aid. At least 16 deaths have been reported, and that number is expected to rise as officials visit rural communities in urgent need of food and water. Almost all of the island's 3.5 million people are still without power, water, and fuel. Puerto Rico is not expected to get power back for at least 4 months. 4 months. So what will it take to get Puerto Ricans the help and the resources they need? Join us after the news.
I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. Hello. China has ordered North Korean companies operating in China to shut down by January, part of Beijing's efforts to enforce UN sanctions punishing North Korea for its nuclear weapons development. China's Commerce Ministry said that Chinese joint ventures with North Korean entities will also be forced to close. Our Asia-Pacific editor, Celia Hatton, reports.
China's responsible for the vast majority of North Korean trade. This move could add to the economic hardship already experienced by Pyongyang. China's already banned several major exports from North Korea, including coal, seafood, and textiles, following repeated accusations from the United States and others that Beijing was shielding North Korea from international pressure. This announcement is also significant because it shows that China is willing to suffer in order to punish Pyongyang.
The Islamic State group has posted online an audio recording that it says is of its leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. There have been strong rumors recently that Baghdadi might have been killed. Here's our Arab Affairs editor, Sebastian Usher.
The last time the IS leader's voice was heard was in November last year. Even then, IS was facing increasing defeat on the battlefield. But the past 11 months have seen the group lose almost all its territory in Iraq and face defeat in its strongholds in Syria. The new 46-minute statement purportedly by Baghdadi, and the voice does sound very much like him, refers to the bloodshed in Mosul, Raqqa and elsewhere, as he tells his followers that it's not in vain. Those references and others to Russian broker talks on Syria, as well as North Korea's threats to Japan and the US, may provide proof that Baghdadi is still alive, despite recent claims from the Russians in particular that he'd been killed.
The airport chief in Erbil, the regional capital of Iraqi Kurdistan, says that all international flights are to be suspended from Friday evening. The Iraqi central government in Baghdad has called for an air blockade on Kurdistan in response to the referendum held there this week, which resulted in a huge majority for independence. Talal Faik Saleh, the director of Erbil Airport, says the decision will affect a lot of people.
We have international community here, so this is not going to be only against Kurdish people. We have a big number of refugees that are using the airport, and we used to be a bridge between Syria and UN to send the humanitarian aid to those places. And we are hosting coalition forces here, so this airport is meant to be for everything.
The aftermath of Iraqi Kurdistan's independence referendum was expected to feature highly in talks getting underway today in Ankara between...
Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. It's been 8 days